bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Fat Elvis embezzling and Floyd calls in. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Now, an important programming message from the Bob and Tom Television Network.
Are you like me? Are you tired of those stupid reality shows like Survivor, The Bachelor, and Big Brother? Oh, sure, there's lots of hanky-panky dragging on for weeks and weeks. I don't know about you, but I like instant gratification. That's why I came up with my own reality show. It's called All I Want to Do Is See Your Boobs. Hi, I'm Bob Kavoyan. It's the reality show that proves what everyone already knows. Guys love big boobs, and women love cold, hard cash. Each week, I'll bring along a camera crew as I approach busty women hanging out in shopping malls, restaurants, just about anywhere. The best part is there's no stupid phone-in voting. There's no complicated text messaging. And you won't have to wait till next week to see what happens. Because this show is all about instant gratification. Mine. Here's a sample from one of our upcoming shows. Hi there. You're a very pretty lady.
Thank you. What are all the cameras for? You know, I was hoping to audition for that next season of Survivor.
Boring.
Hey. Aren't you Bob Kavoyan?
Yes, I am. And I was wondering, can I see your boobs?
What?
I'll give you $50 if you take off your top.
You want me to remove my blouse on national television for $50? There's no way.
Then let's make it 100.
I can't believe you're asking me this. I am not that kind of girl.
$200.
You mean right here, right now?
$300 cash.
I am so offended now. Do I get dinner and drinks first?
Nope. All I want to do is see your boobs. How about $500?
I really don't think I should.
I'll give you $800 if you flop them out right now.
$800? Tell you what. Make it a grand. I'll take off my top and cuddle with the camera crew.
That's a girl. And the best part of all is the network's paying for this.
How's this, Bob?
Worth every penny. Fellas, bring in the trampoline.
So remember, you never know where, you never know when, you might hear Bob Kavoyan say,
Hi, I'm Bob Kavoyan, and all I want to do is see your boobs.
Only on the Bob and Tom Television Network. Hey, you know, Bob, looking at your hot little buns makes me all tingly.
Forget it, chick.
You want to see my boobs?
No.
I'm wearing a jogging bra.
Chick, you're fired.
Damn.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
And we're right back at it.
I slipped on my shoulder and it hurts.
Oh,
what happened? A massage.
A sexual accident? Is that what happened?
Yeah. No. Nope. Just slept on my shoulder wrong.
You ever hurt yourself during sex, Josh?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, isn't
that fairly? Yeah. Sometimes you get cramps. Sometimes.
Sure. Charlie horse?
Sometimes.
Let me tell you, your quads can get a workout in certain
areas. Sometimes the lady wakes up.
Yes.
You're filling in for dad there.
Sometimes you get a paper cut counting the money.
No.
That's the joke.
I love it all.
Reaching for the pizza during coitus.
And by the way, my dad's not here, but if you want to send him some well wishes, you can reach out at getwell@bobandtom.com. Send an email there. He's doing great.
Is that official? It's good?
That's official.
Well, it's up and it's good. And real quick, they did have scheduled heart valve surgery, but it was a little more extensive than they thought, and they did have to replace a valve. And, of course, the big news today is that it was a cow valve.
Yes.
So Tom now is half bovine, which is very, very exciting.
I wonder if it was a boy cow or a girl cow.
A boy cow is a bull, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about this because I don't want to talk about this, and I don't want to talk about donkeys and horses because I don't know anything about either topic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know who does, though? Everyone on Twitter calling me an idiot for calling a cow a boy 2 weeks
See,
ago.
See, that's what happens.
Yes.
I say...
Well, isn't a steer a boy, too?
Again, I don't know.
See, I don't want to talk about this.
There's going to be some guy that thinks
well,
we're
in my next life as a farmer, I'll let you know. But
perfect.
Yeah.
I say, now that we've announced what actually happened twice, it's lies from here on out. Just make it up.
We're going to make up things?
Tom is currently in the hospital because he jammed 6 kidney beans up in his
No, that's not true, Josh. He's in the hospital because he's going back to college. He's going to play basketball at Gonzaga University.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I know. He's going to be a point guard.
That's not bad.
Still has the eligibility, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with his bad wing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that 44 years ago today, Elvis died?
I thought it was 45.
Was it 45?
You said 77.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left
21?
The planet.
Yeah. 77, 74.
You said 45 earlier. So.
I did not. I've been
I won't bother you guys with any more jokes. Go ahead and just...
A steer apparently is a bull that's been
deballed.
Thank you. Yes.
Ah, poor guy.
That's what my buddy Tom's telling me.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Tom actually knows what he's talking about, unlike us.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
He's my alpaca friend. He raises alpacas.
There are some Toms out there that know what they're talking.
There are some.
Oh,
jeez.
Patty, you got a song?
Do you have an Elvis song for us?
You know, Elvis, at the tail end of his career, he did a lot of dinner theaters and stuff. And
he did.
It was difficult on Elvis to focus in front of all that food because he had such issues.
Uh-huh.
So, take you to a couple of final shows. It went something like this. Are you going to finish that chicken? get a little bit of a problem. There's a song on my new record, the new album, called Fat Elvis. Would you like to hear it? A little tribute to
love to hear it.
Would I? Okay, here we go. If you're going down to Memphis, you really have to see him.
Yeah.
Frozen in time in his homegrown mausoleum. And the only photos of him are all rockabilly thin. Shaking those hips with a microphone in his hand. Oh, there are no pictures of Fat Elvis at Graceland. Oh, there are no pictures of Fat Elvis at Graceland. I swiped right on Tinder, and now we're on a date. When the lady quite politely inquires about my weight. Cause the only photos of me are when I was thin and 33. She thought I'd be a younger, more handsome man. I told her there are no pictures of Fat Elvis at Graceland. On the walls of Graceland, it's thin Elvis rocking and rolling. You won't see him in that jumpsuit with his belly overflowing. So like the images of him in my pictures, I'm always thin. My profile photo is me in my high school band. There are no pictures of Fat Elvis and no camera shots of my flabby pelvis. No pictures of Fat Elvis at Graceland.
that. Come on, boys, let's get something to eat.
Yeah. Come on.
Very nice. There you go.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Poor Elvis passing away today, 44 years ago.
Oh, let's say hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, fellas.
Hi, Floyd.
I've enjoyed you. I've spoken.
Good. Good, yeah. Fitting.
I kind of get choked up thinking about it.
I bet.
Being as long as it's been, you know, it's hard to believe. Big D and I were blessed enough to attend the candlelight vigil again last night. It's always a tender time, you
sure,
know.
Sure.
But I'll tell it like this. When I'm gone, I'd rather not have thousands of people showing up in my front yard looking to loiter.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, make sure.
And this year's theme was Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which makes sense when you consider all this rain we've had.
Yeah.
Well, I checked the gauge the other day, and it was overflowing. But here's something to think about. Little people know before he died, Elvis dated Linda Thompson and Kylie D. Flouter.
Interesting fact.
Uh-huh.
Well, but shortly after, he gained weight, of course, got hooked on the Lord and fell to his death. Then Linda moved on, and guess who she married?
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner, chick.
That's right.
Wow. He went from a grade A athlete to a B cup and turned into Caitlyn.
Yes.
Yeah. Either way, I think it's safe to say putting your tallywhacker in Linda Thompson will change your life.
Apparently.
I know what I'd say before I ever put it in.
Oh, what's that?
No whammies. No whammies. Here's something else that made us kick a shine.
Oh,
yeah. That's not a grace that I'd ever noticed before, but the city of Memphis installed a Kentucky Fried Chicken right across the street from Graceland. Just ain't right. Elvis been gone 44 years and still can't get away from the Colonel. We were so upset, we wrote Glenn Beck about it.
Bats, yeah.
Light a candle today, would you?
Yeah, we sure will.
Thank you, Floyd.
Thank you, Floyd.
The track phone hotline,
Colonel
the one and only
Tom
Floyd.
Tom Parker and Colonel Sanders are very different.
That was Floyd on the track phone hotline.
It was.
Christy, what's going on over there?
A former health fund manager has been accused of embezzling tens of millions of dollars and spending almost all of it at an adult website.
Which one?
According to its...
Well...
Yeah, was it the Bang Bros? Or
can you wait?
Brazzers, maybe?
Jeez.
Bang Bus?
According to the Tampa Bay Times, the former accounts manager for a nonprofit affiliated with the University of South Florida's medical school pleaded guilty to embezzling nearly $13 million.
You can do that when it's a nonprofit.
59-year-old.
Hang on a second. I put my trust in the word portions. Okay? Oh, go ahead.
The 59-year-old spent almost $12 million at an adult website that allows users to subscribe to channels belonging to specific women. An investigation revealed he subscribed to a channel belonging to his stepson's fiance.
Yep, that's
and
right.
And he split almost $750,000 in profits.
Good. Oh, so they were in cahoots.
They were in cahoots.
Okay, gotcha.
The 59-year-old faces a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
Can you imagine spending that much money on a website?
No. He also frequented the profile of another woman based in Toronto, paid more than $22,000 in airline tickets for her and her friends to fly to Orlando, where they spent... At Disney World, $43,662.
So,
yeah, that is a vacation.
So, half day then at Disney World.
That is awesome.
Man. He's also accused of making $647,000 in payments to a limited liability company he owned with his wife, plus other expenditures. Man, this guy knew how to spend the money.
This guy's got it going on.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
No. But, yeah, enjoy prison, pal.
Among the many reasons, I'm not in charge of any sort of investment fund.
Would you be an embezzler?
Be a little tempted?
Would I? One for them, six for me. One for them, six for me. Yeah.
The key to embezzling is a little at a time over a long period.
Yes, please listen to Josh.
Yeah, is that what you do there, Joshy? Right.
Of course. Yes.
And then
when your father leaves his wallet on his desk, I don't take all the 20s. I take one every day. And
then you do that trick too?
The other key is to be able to pass time in prison, I think, is the other key.
Yes.
$13 million.
That's nuts.
That's a hell of a nonprofit fund, too. My God.
Now,
that's
whatever you do, I want to tell you guys, don't go out and buy anything flashy. Yeah. I don't want to see anything out here that's going to
come. It's in my mother's name.
What? You being smart with me? You being smart with me?
Is this casino?
Take it back. Take it back.
Take the fur back.
Good fellas.
They all are the same to me.
Hey, you had a 50-50 shot there with, with what we quote.
Goodfellas is the one with Ray Liotta, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have seen that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have.
I found him a little dreamy, didn't you?
Yeah, Ray Liotta in that movie's pretty dreamy. In fact, I saw it on the comedy tour with a bunch of people in a room. I can't remember exactly who was there right now, but yeah, I watched that.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Ray Liotta will always be Joey Perini to me on Another World.
Karen. All is right. That his wife's name?
Yeah.
Karen.
Remember when Ray Liotta really beat a man with a pistol in that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Like that sure looked like realistic.
I'm not saying I wouldn't take a pistol whipping to be in a Scorsese movie, but I might.
Absolutely would.
Yeah.
Chick, if Scorsese said you can be in one of my movies and have a decent speaking role, but we do shoot you in the leg.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure both you guys could play a crooked bookie in a Scorsese movie. 100%, I think.
Sure.
The little guy in Casino who has to face Joe Pesci, taking or laying. Or...
Hey, you fat Irish prick. Oh, no, that's the other guy. Yeah,
that's the other guy. Yeah.
Now, I don't think maybe I did. Sharon Stone in Casino?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did see that.
I think she...
I just don't remember.
She comes
like
close to
doing.
Her own in that movie.
No, she doesn't. Yeah, my brother Jeff agrees with you. I disagree with both of you. It's one of the finest performances of the 90s.
Yeah.
Really?
For an actress, I think.
Is that right?
The character's annoying, but she's
amazing.
That is a
bold statement.
I will accept that. Okay. Creators of South Park are buying Casa Bonita.
No way!
Yes, the restaurant in suburban Denver that was featured on the show. Matt Stone and Trey Parker said in an interview with Colorado Governor Jared Polis, they had come to an agreement with the current owners of the restaurant, which closed to diners in March 2020 and declared bankruptcy this spring.
Are they going
to
have the gorilla guy?
Apparently, we're excited to work with everybody and make it the place we all want to make it. The Lakewood restaurant, which is known for its decor that includes a large indoor waterfall with cliff divers and was featured in a 2003 episode of the show, also has a guy in a gorilla suit. Stone and Parker did not offer any details about the sale, which is pending bankruptcy.
I don't know anything about this restaurant.
Oh, really?
It's massive. When I was at school in Boulder, all the kids that were from Denver would talk about this place. They'd go there before prom and you're eating your meal and these divers are jumping by this waterfall and doing incredible flips and stuff. Yeah. It's insane.
Did you ever get to go?
I never got to go, but the South Park episode about it, apparently it's hilarious and you think, oh, this is an exaggeration. No, that's exactly what the restaurant is. Yeah. It's wild.
And this is really cool that they're saving people's jobs here.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well. So.
Good
dudes.
A very cool story.
They can afford it. Okay.
Of course they can, and they're spreading the love.
It's cool. You win a Tony and then you help people. Good for you.
Yeah, and you could wear your gorilla suit, Chick. You could get the nice gorilla suit.
One of these
walk around and terrorize diners at the
nice,
restaurant.
Nice, high-quality gorilla suit. And then I would have Gorilla Week. I'd spend a week in the suit.
I'm going to look into this.
A week?
You might have a very special Christmas at some point.
Oh. You know what I actually got out and took a look at was the metal detector that you gave. I honestly said, what
did you use it in the backyard?
What the hell is this? I go, it's a metal detector.
You had one morning and talked at length how you had always wanted one.
And you've never used it.
That's okay.
I never did use it, but I did watch that show, The Detectorist. I can tell you.
Right. So I got you your own. You'll eventually maybe
what
get
if
out
you
there.
Had, you could have a treasure in your backyard and not even know
I
it.
Could have.
Hey, wait a minute.
Track phone hotline.
Let me take a look real quick. Hi, hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys? It's me, Joe Pesci.
Mr. Pesci, how are you?
Well, I'm doing all right. I got a question for you. I hear you talking about some of the movies I've been in lately.
Sure, because
I just wonder why you're talking about me.
Oh, no, we were just admiring the work of you and Mr.
Admiring,
Swanson.
Is that what you call it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, because a couple of those roles, you were pretty funny.
Real funny, yeah.
I was funny?
Yeah, yeah. Sure, yeah. Home Alone?
Funny
sure.
How?
Home Alone, yeah, specifically.
Like a clown? Yes. How do I make you laugh?
Yeah, exactly.
Do I make you laugh like a freak? So you think I'm funny?
We do think you're funny.
Okay, fine. I'll take that.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Touching good.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.